Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Dr. Rudy Daniels is with us this morning, and he's going to be with folks here in the Atlantic area coming up this weekend at the American Legion Memorial Building, the old Armory Building on Poplar Street in Atlantic, for a Sunday afternoon visit. And it's going to be entitled, She's Been Working on the Railroad. And we're going to talk a little bit about that here this morning. Dr. Daniels, thank you so much for the time.
Oh, my pleasure.
This is an interesting topic. I know you've done an awful lot with regard to railroad topics, but is this a little different than what you're normally used to, the she's been working on the railroad?
Well, it's not really that different because it's an historical perspective all the way up to the present time of women working on the railroad. So it is a genuine part of railroad history. Although it's kind of like segmented that we're going to talk especially about women and what they did on the railroad over the years.
I think when folks think of the history of the railroads, they think primarily of men. So are folks usually shocked at the impact and the amount of women who had an impact on the railroad industry?
Yes and no. They are kind of surprised about the number of women who worked at different times, specifically World War One and World War Two. That is, we're looking at just numbers. But they probably, how does one say, would be surprised to know that even in those cases, the women did not do the the grimy work, you know. Or in some cases, they did, but they did not do as much work on the road, that is, traveling on the trains and so forth, as the men did.
Yeah, I know you've written a number of books about the railroads. Talk a little bit about the research that goes into something like that.
Well, it's a broad topic as far as the research is concerned, in the sense that you go back to the earliest times of the railroad up to the present. So you have the entire history of railroad, and then what you're doing is you're selecting the women who worked on particular jobs at particular times. So you have to have a general knowledge of railroad history before you can delve into the specifics of women working on the railroad. And at the same time, one has to be aware of the general history and social conditions during various periods of American history. So it's kind of like looking at two areas, combining them together into the select topic of women working on the railroads. So it's kind of like a shotgun approach to railroad history, but then narrowing it down for women, if you will.
Absolutely. Well, we don't want to tell all the stories because we'd like folks to come out on Sunday and hear them firsthand, but can you maybe share one of the more interesting stories that folks will hear if they come out on Sunday?
Probably one of the more interesting things is how women worked on trains, and many of them were registered nurses during the 1930s, and they were to bring comfort, and many of them were babysitters when parents wanted to dine, let's say, in greater silence than having the munchkins around. And they even had a car that was had an area that was like a play area for children, whereby they were overseen by a nurse, a babysitter. So that's, I think, a very interesting and different concept. And nurses played a great role on trains, and this inspired the idea of nurses as the airline stewardesses later on in the 40s and 50s, the airline industry.
Yeah. So in a lot of cases, maybe taking some of the experience and knowledge they have in one field and then applying that to another.
Absolutely. In fact, even the Clipper airplanes of the 1930s had berths like sleeping cars on the train.
See,
so all it was like a train in the air.
Yeah, all these things we're going to learn when we stop on out. Your presentation.
Yes. And may I say too that at the end of the presentation that one can ask about any topic on railroad history that they're interested in. It doesn't have to be on the specific topic of that day.
Yeah, because you've really done a comprehensive history. In fact, I guess I could say it. You're kind of one of those folks, you're a go-to when it comes to railroad history for a lot of folks.
Yes, that has happened over the years, yes. I've had calls even from people in the railroad industry about their particular railroad sometime in the past where they no longer have a professional historian working for them.
You know, I've talked to so many people over the years who've done some different work through genealogy research and stuff, too, and I would imagine you're uncovering some interesting family stories, too, while you're doing this.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And when you're talking about genealogy, the way particularly the country was settled, particularly here in the Midwest and West, that you have the people arrive and families arrive by train. So they settled where the trains went, where the depots went, and where they could farm or ranch. So it's definitely part of genealogical history.
Yeah, and I think we all know, and I think maybe you've done a program here about orphan trains as well in the past. And, you know, that was kind of impactful around these parts in some ways, too.
Yes. In fact, the whole, actually, except for probably 6 days, the orphans were placed in about 40 states at the time, or in territories, I should add, at the time. Yeah, that's a very, very interesting topic. Again, bringing in the sociology and the historical periods and how times have changed, if you will, as well as looking at railroad history. So that, too, is a very interesting topic.
Sure. Talk about your presentation on Sunday. Will that include some visuals as well?
Yes. We will have the general narrative of women working on the railroad from the earliest times to the present, and then we will actually see photos of women working on the railroad in various capacities, including some women railroad presidents and those who work for the Federal Railroad Administration and the Surface Transportation Board. And these are women who are making decisions that are industry-wide.
Yeah, absolutely, and you'll be speaking in a facility there that it's the old armory, as a lot of folks know it, the American Legion Memorial Building, but owned by ARISE, the Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise, which was actually formed to initially purchase the old railroad station here in Atlantic, which is just about a block or so away from where you'll be speaking.
Right, and that is really quite a station, too. That is really an interesting building from many perspectives of really quite large for a town the size of Atlantic. It's very nicely done.
Well, and I suppose somebody that has your expertise and interest and knowledge is probably quite thankful that in a lot of communities there's been a lot of work done to renovate and to restore and to save some of those old buildings. They may have become office spaces or community meeting places or restaurants and the like, but there's been a lot of work to restore some of those and keep them around.
Right, thank goodness, because they are really memorials. They are memorials to a incredible age in which this country was growing and developing. So they really bear witness to an very important historical period in American history. So they are just great reminders of our history.
Absolutely. And folks will be able to see some of that history at the facility on Sunday as well, because the Military Museum, the library, and the Atlantic History Center will all be open there. And you'll be able to see some things like, for example, when the Red Bull unit in World War II marched from there to the train station to head off to serve the country. So, yeah, a ton of history right there that you'll be able to learn and hear about when you come out here on Sunday.
Right. And may I add, too, that when I do a presentation, it's not just a matter of this happened and that happened. I make it fun. It's really a fun time. It's an enjoyable experience, and even a joke here and there, too. So it's a great family. It's a fun event and a learning event, both.
You bet. Well, after folks hear the presentation coming up here on Sunday, if they are interested and maybe want to learn a little bit more and dive into some of the books that you've had a chance to publish, will they be able to find those?
I will. I don't know whether Historical Society, Rock Island Historical Society, has any directly for sale, but if people are interested, I will bring ads for one or two of my books.
All right.
So if they're interested in purchasing, they could do it through the ad.
Well, very good.
And I'll sign the ad so they can scotch tape it in and have a signed book.
Awesome. She's Been Working on the Railroad is the title of the presentation, and this show coming up this Sunday, again at 2 p.m. is the time, 2 p.m. this Sunday, September 18th, at the American Legion Memorial Building, the Old Armory, here on 201 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Dr. Rudolph Daniels will be making that presentation. Should be a lot of fun and maybe spark a few memories for you as well. Doctor, thank you so much for your time here today, and we hope you have a great turnout and a great presentation coming up this weekend.
Right, and may I say, all aboard.